Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the digital distractions and reclaiming your mental well-being. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like life's a never-ending loop of deadlines, scrolling, and that nagging feeling that something's off? Yeah, I get it. We're living in a world designed to keep us hooked, constantly seeking that next dopamine hit. But what happens when that cycle starts to feel more like a prison than a party? Today, we're diving headfirst into the trenches of depression and anxiety, two mental health challenges that affect millions of us. We're not going for sugar-coated platitudes here, folks. This is real talk about how to navigate these dark waters and emerge stronger on the other side, because trust me, it is possible. First things first, you're not alone. Depression and anxiety are incredibly common, and they don't discriminate based on age, income, or social media following. They can creep up on anyone disguised as fatigue, irritability, a persistent sense of dread, or even just an overwhelming feeling of emptiness. You know that feeling when everything feels heavy, like you're carrying around a backpack filled with rocks? Yeah, that's what we're tackling today. But here's the good news. Overcoming these challenges isn't about magically snapping out of it or pretending they don't exist. It's about understanding them, taking proactive steps to manage them, and building coping mechanisms that actually work for you. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we embark on this journey together. 1. Acknowledge the beast. The first step is admitting there's a problem. Easier said than done, right? But ignoring it won't make it disappear. It's like trying to hide a leaky faucet. Eventually, your whole house floods. So, own your experience. Talk to someone you trust, whether it's a friend, family member, therapist, or even a good old-fashioned journal session. 2. Find your tribe. You're not in this alone, my friend. Connect with others who understand what you're going through. Online forums, support groups, even just sharing your story with someone who listens without judgment can make a world of difference. Knowing you're not the only one facing these challenges can be incredibly empowering. 3. Move that body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, though it does help. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act like natural antidepressants. Think of it as a reset button for your brain and body. 4. Fuel your fire. What you put into your body matters. A balanced diet filled with whole foods can make a noticeable difference in your mood and energy levels. Cut back on processed junk, sugary drinks, and caffeine. They might give you a temporary buzz, but they ultimately leave you feeling drained and anxious. 5. Embrace the present. Ever get caught in a spiral of what-ifs or regrets? It's easy to let our minds wander into the past or future, fueling anxiety and sadness. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises to ground yourself in the present moment. You can't change what's already happened, but you can choose how you react to it now. Think about that time you were feeling totally overwhelmed. Maybe a big presentation at work, a family gathering, or even just a mountain of laundry. How did you handle it? Did you retreat into your shell, scroll endlessly through social media, or try to power through it with caffeine and willpower? Maybe you remember a friend who offered a listening ear, a workout buddy who motivated you to move, or a healthy meal that fueled your body and mind. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in how we navigate those tough moments. Look, overcoming depression and anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. But remember, you are stronger than you think, and with the right tools and support system, you can conquer these challenges and emerge as an even more resilient version of yourself. So, what's one thing you're going to do today to prioritize your mental well-being? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going, because when we support each other, we all win. Until next time, remember to take care of yourselves, and never hesitate to reach out for help.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.